Arcade Studio Podcast. We're here at the Skate and Surf Film Festival. This podcast is powered by Frisco, which is a skate shop in Italy. And we're here with Tanya Cruz.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So how did you get in, like, how did you get here? Like, because you obviously through Vans, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So they invited you to come and check it out, or did you want to come here anyway by yourself?
They invited me and I was super down.
Always down to travel.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't know about you. I discovered you when they sent the list of people that were coming through. Mm-hmm. So I went to check how you skated, what you did. And the thing that really struck me is the spot selection. Super rough. What is so fascinating about the crusty spot?
I don't know. I just skate like whatever I like see, I can skate.
Oh, okay.
And that's it. It's not like, I don't know.
So there's no like process. It's just like, okay.
Yeah. Like I like a spot and
you just do it.
I try to skate it.
So yeah. It doesn't look sketchy to her.
Yeah. That's what it is. Exactly. That's like what's weird about it, because the approach to the spot was weird. Like mm-hmm. was interesting
yeah.
because it was like, all in. It's just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Just like, do it.
Yeah. Actually, my friends always make fun of me because they say like, you're crazy because, I don't know, you want to try this trick that is super hard on this spot, but then you cannot do something that it's easier. Like in the skateboard, because I'm a bit more scared on the skateboard because everything is perfect and don't know. It's like too much. I don't know.
Yeah. Me too. That's how I see skateboarding as well.
Yeah.
Like the skate park for me is, I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
And then if I see something in the street that maybe like no one would really want to do.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe I can do something there. It's like, yeah, it's super, super interesting. So I felt a connection like.
Yeah, I think because I'm kind of, because I live in Barcelona. So like street is like amazing.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know. Like, just like skating street.
Just like, just whatever.
Yeah.
Did you move from Argentina to Barcelona very young?
Like 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. So you were already skating in Argentina?
Yeah, but not too much because I was also studying and working. So I really didn't have much time for skating.
Right.
So that's why I moved to Barcelona, because I wanted, like, I hear like, oh, in Europe, you can kind of like work like part time and you get paid like really good. Because in Argentina, I was working like so much and getting paid like not enough to even pay the rent. So that's why I just decided to move. And
cool.
Yeah.
Just like, and then do you now that you skate and you've seen all the spots that you skate in Barcelona, do you think of spots back home that you're like, oh no, now I'm far away and I could have been on that ledge in from Buenos Aires?
Yeah.
Because Buenos Aires is a cool city with, I'm sure there's loads of spots over there.
In Argentina?
Yeah.
Yeah, but in my city, there's nothing because I'm not from Buenos Aires. Like, I'm actually super far, like 17 hours. Like at the north, like there's not much. No, like now there is like one skate park, but the street is like really
sketchy. Yeah, the street.
No, actually, my place, like my mom's house. That street, there's not even pavement, so we couldn't even skate on the street.
we grew up in a place very similar to that, because we're from South Africa.
Okay.
So also us, we didn't have tar or pavement on the road until we were like 15.
Yeah, it was just a dirt road.
Road.
Yeah.
So no spots and stuff. But then I'm always curious because when you go away from a place and you grow up in a different place, like learning how to skate and whatnot, then you can see other locations like more easily. So I was just curious about that.
No, that's like
some place that you think about that is like, oh, I should try that.
Yeah, like the supermarket with the ledge, and it's like, I should go back and skate that.
Yeah.
But so when you're not skating, because I read a freestyle interview, freestyle, I think it was, I don't remember. Free Skateboard Magazine.
Yeah.
Something that was really interesting to me was how you want to learn a lot of stuff. You do like a lot of self-learning, like by yourself.
Yeah.
And like what right now, what are you focused on that is not skateboarding?
Now, a lot of stuff actually, because I rolled my knee a bit like a month ago. So I was like trying to do other stuff. Now I'm like really into plants.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I got like almost 100 plants at home.
Oh, really?
Fantastic. Yeah. And I'm painting too, playing drums, like doing different Super. Stuff. Yeah.
And do you put the same obsession in painting and plants as you do in skateboarding?
So yeah.
Completely. So you're obsessive compulsive.
Yeah, almost, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy because I don't know, when I was in Argentina to visit my family, I was just like watching like painting videos and stuff like that. And I went to Barcelona. The first day that I bought the stuff to paint, I stay awake the whole night painting. And like that, I didn't like even realize I would wake up, not even take breakfast, and I was painting.
Incredible.
So I could be like, spend so much hours doing it. Yeah, and yeah. Also with the plants and everything. Mm. I don't know. Like,
What do you feel coming out when you're painting? And
I don't know. I feel I like that I'm like super focused on it. Yeah. And I'm not thinking about anything like skating. Mm-hmm. But it's just different because it's less effort, like at least like,
But yeah, it's less painful. And it's like, it's strange because maybe skateboarding depends on you, and gardening and plants, it's like you can do something, but the plant has to like be part of it. Obviously. I mean, like, so if something doesn't work, you can't just be like, okay, I'll just change my hand or my position. It's like, no. You have to like discover like the soil, like the sun. And
And to be really patient too. Yeah. And I like that because I don't know. It's like,
are you patient?
I think I am, but sometimes I go too crazy.
Because I'm not patient. I also have plants. I like taking care of my plants, but I just want to see them grow.
Now.
I don't want to do this in 6 months' time.
I'm terrible with that. Like, I'm not a green thumb. Like, I'm terrible at planting. Like, I try and it's like, nah, I can't.
There is no try, there is only do.
Exactly. And some Yoda.
Yeah.
Are you into movies at all?
Not really. Maybe. Yeah.
More like actual like activities.
See. Yeah.
And the drumming, how did that come about?
I think I started like more than 1 year ago because I also like, don't know, couldn't skate because like, I think I start like something new every time that I get hurt.
Okay.
Like, oh, I can't skate. I need to find something to do. And I start like taking lessons with a teacher, like a personal teacher. I don't know how to say. And it was really, really fun. And also, like, at first I couldn't do shit. So I had to be, like, really patient and to practice a lot. But then it's, like, same that skating. Like, I think everything is the same. Like, I get really excited when I could do something. And I don't know. Now I just do it. Then I bought, like, the electronic drums. So I got them at home, too. And when I cannot skate or...
Yeah, like with the headphones and
yeah.
But are you doing like? Do you want to do? Would you like to do music production or playing a band or like?
At the moment, I'm just for fun. Yeah, I think it's nice. Just like I got time now because before I was studying, working, skating was just too much, and I had no time to like learn stuff that I wanted to do. And now since I got just a bit more time, like I like learning new stuff, and I've been talking with a friend like. He plays guitar and he sings like, in the future we could like make a band.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah.
Just see what happens.
It's another thing to do.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's going to be another obsession.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, we got to do like live shows. But like you said, you moved to Barcelona 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So in 4 years, you've been doing all this. Like all the sponsor came through.
Yeah.
Trips have come through, interviews, drumming, plants. Did you stop studying or did you keep on studying?
I stopped studying because I didn't have the Spanish paper, so I couldn't go to the university.
Right. So like, it's quite crazy. Like a lot of stuff in a few years.
Yeah.
So how are you managing to like deal with with giving everything its own time?
Not really.
Everything's a mess.
Yeah. I'm trying my best.
Let's see, but it looks like you're really happy about it though.
Yeah, I am. It's just too much information. I didn't expect like all this.
Mm-mm.
It was crazy.
How did the Vans find you?
Because I went to this like the Doughway magazine. It's called Vans Rolling Master Week.
Mm-hmm.
And I met the Spain team manager there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we knew each other. We hung out there. It was really fun. And he asked me.
Cool.
But then I also had like another offer. So I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. And the other offer was with money. And I didn't have papers. I didn't have jobs. So I was like, but I really like Vans. And at the end, I'm like, whatever, I choose Vans. Like,
yeah.
And I'm really happy. I think it was.
That's good. If you start doing music and then they can, like, they also support a lot of music stuff. It's like, yeah, it's a good choice.
In the same interview that you was talking about before, I like that section where you're talking about your loneliness, that, you know, it's like, it's cool to hang out with everybody, but it's like, it's when you're alone that you really feel the most, creative also, I think, no? What do you find when you're lonely? Is it just because you can concentrate more? Are you just, happy to be with yourself?
Yeah, I think that's why. Because also, I think, these last few years, it's just been like too much information and too much stuff, and also being far from the family and friends. Mm. I don't know. I think I really need it. And before, like in my city, there's not many people. So when I would go skate, normally would be alone or with a couple of friends. And I could just like forget about everything. But in Barcelona, it's just like too crazy. There's so much people.
Okay.
You're always talking to people, like hanging out with people. What it's nice, but I think I also need like my space, like to, like to be with myself and to process everything, to organize, because also Barcelona, it's so crazy. And you really need to be like, don't know.
That's cool. It's cool because I'm often by myself. But whenever I'm by myself, I've got something happening in the background because otherwise the thoughts start running. So I keep them at bay with like a podcast or music or something like that. But it's cool to like be able to like zone out a little bit and just get into the flow that you're talking about with the art and everything. And then you can only do that if you're by yourself, if everybody's, even with the skating, because if you came up skating by yourself and all of a sudden, and you were like in it, and then all of a sudden there's a guy speaking and there's a guy cutting across and whatnot, then I can feel you can sort of come out of that a little bit.
Yeah, you get it gets way too much noise, like in general, like visually, like sound, and like I don't know. I think like I'm also like that, like a lot.
Yeah.
I love being by myself, and then sometimes like I just get into. Especially like if you listen to music and you listen to music when you're young and they're like, okay, it's like I start at like 11 and it's like 4 a.m. I'm listening to Blink 182 and and Green Day, and it's like, oh wow. And yeah, you're thinking about all stuff.
Yeah.
And even that is like, you're by yourself, but there's too much noise. And Barcelona especially is, if you don't have that mindset that you have, I've seen so many people like get into the party scene and stop skating, stop doing anything. Just like, okay, go get weed. Go to the party, go get weed, go to the party. And it's like, that's a good idea.
You say like it's a bad thing.
It is. Like you go there to skate and you don't skate anymore. You're right. And you end up being alone and you're not doing anything that you like.
It happened to me the first couple of months when I arrived to Barcelona. It was like, I was so excited.
Of course.
So I was, skating
amazing.
The whole day, then getting drunk, then going to the beach, like every day.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but in some point I was
you have to stop.
Have to change. I have to do something because I get robbed. Like I lost everything, like passport, phone. Like I didn't have anything. And I was like,
I'm
super proud.
At the Bakba.
At the beach.
At the beach. Oh, okay, you fell asleep. At the beach.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. And I was like, oh shit. Like I'm super far away from my city. Like I cannot call my mom or my friends. Wow. So I'm like, I got to change and do something about it.
Figure it out.
And what other sponsors are you writing for right now?
Vans Foundation.
Foundation?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's like super old. He's not a skateboarder. So like, he doesn't know the brand.
I know of Foundation.
Yeah, Foundation is like a super, super like OG brand.
I've seen this stuff. In shops.
Right, and that came through like after you got on Vans, they like discovered you?
It was funny because it was like I think the first year that I came to Barcelona, second, and I was, don't know, like, I think Thrasher post something on Instagram, like a video of me or I don't know. And then I start getting so many people start following me, and I start getting like so many offers. And I think I saw like this message, like, we would like to send you like foundations, for, and I didn't like believe or realize.
Oh, it was like fake. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, this is my address. And then it actually came up after like 6 months. I completely forgot about that, but because it was like in COVID time.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, whoa, it was true.
Fantastic.
That's sick.
Like, did you move basically just before COVID? Like a year before COVID?
Yeah.
Hectic. You go to a new city and then it's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? Like, new city, new like illness, new pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And what are your plans now? Do you have any projects coming up?
I have no idea.
Just like go with the flow. Right?
Yeah. I'm trying to skate, to travel, because I got my Spanish paper and I can travel like from 1 year ago.
Okay, so
yeah.
Brand new.
So I didn't see much in Europe either.
So you're going to be traveling Europe, hopefully?
I want to travel, skate, film.
Sick.
Yeah, and I'm waiting because I don't have now. My problem is that I don't have the US visa, so I cannot go with the foundation team. And so,
well, where are they based? In which city is? Are they in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So.
But they're trying to help me with the visa, so I'm just waiting. Like. All these like
yeah, it takes a while.
Yeah, it
just
time.
Takes a bit of time. But it's 100% comes through. It's not like
just long.
Yeah, exactly. But that's rad. And then so you got like I wanted to say something, but I'm still hungover.
Yeah, we had a couple of drinks last night.
Hectic. No, but anyway, like I was trying to get into the whole like female skate scene, like but at the same time, I didn't want to be like. Female skating, because I believe a skater is a skater is a skater is a skater, no? But are they separate teams? Are they doing like a girls tour or something like that with Vans that you're going to be on or something like, or is it you just go cruising with the guys?
I've been in both. Like sometimes like they invited me like trip that it's just only girls.
Yeah.
And then it's both. I like all of them. I think so it's different.
Yeah,
I think with the girls are just alone without boys, it's even worse than being with the boys.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's the thing.
You're like really let loose. It's like just like
when there's a mix, it's like people are you behave a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was like what we were saying yesterday with Chris. That he brought his mom on the tour to cook for everybody.
Chris Fanner.
So like the mother was cooking and everybody was very well behaved because there's a mom there.
Yeah.
No? And it's the same thing. I think when there's a nice mixed group, people are just a little bit more.
Yeah.
When you're like with your own clique, like regardless of what gender or whatever, it's like, okay, we'll get loose and like go wild. Yeah, but I think like when you blew up on Thrasher, I don't think it was that connected to being a female skater. I think it was just like because you skate really crazy spots, and that is the first thing you see because like you're this big and like the bank is like this big and you don't even see who's skating it, and it's like okay, wow, oh, and she's a girl. I was like okay, I don't think that was the important thing, and that's I think why you blew up. It was like just it's a skater doing a crazy trick in a crazy spot, and it's like. That will always be like the leveling
exactly.
field.
Exactly. That's how it should be. It's like, it's a rat. It's like the more people go expressive and the bigger the trick that they do, it doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah.
It's cool. But that's another thing I want to say. The Thrash is like interesting because in a world where print media isn't really doing that much anymore, to see how much of an effect a magazine like Thrash still has, it's really cool to see that it's like it had such a big impact on your life. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, like Thrasher became, they worked really well.
Yeah,
like in the digital sense, like the print mag is still really important because they they started doing a lot of online stuff.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy because like once they, if they post something, like everyone in the scene will know about it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's really crazy.
Yeah. I was freaking out. Like,
oh really?
Yeah. Like what the fuck? Like so many people that I'm like super fan just start following. I'm like, oh.
Blue mark. And if you want to be alone, it's a little bit like sometimes you just want to be on your phone, just like chill. And you see like all these people following you, like even there, it's like, so it's more important to have plants and to have like.
Yeah. Now I don't really use Instagram. Like, if I have to, post something or whatever, but I've seen that people like just the whole day, like on Instagram. Sometimes you're talking with someone, it's just on the phone.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And now with TikTok too. So.
Yeah. Oh. Are you going to do dances and
at the moment, no.
If you decide to do dancing, it's going to be obsessive. And then,
I was doing it when I was young.
Yeah.
I was dancing before skating. Everyone,
yeah.
Oh, really? So you were a dancer. Did you go to school for dancing?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
And do you find that that helps, that translates to your skating?
A lot.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm really like flexible and
strong.
Yeah. I think that's why.
Balance as well.
Yeah, that's really cool because, you know, you don't really think about it because they seem so different as worlds go. But at the end of the day, the movement on the board, the coordination to move your body and the timing, you know, there's no actual better sport to do first or like art to do first than dance.
Yeah, well, were you studying dance or were you studying something else when you were studying in Spain?
Before in Argentina, I was studying nutrition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was really into it.
So that's going to come back again, I think.
I don't know because I was studying just because I was like really interested about it, but not because I wanted to have the
career. Yeah.
The diploma.
Yeah. And I think I already learned what I wanted to learn. So.
And you use that in your life a little bit or?
I tried, but it's like it comes and.
Yeah.
You get on the rails or you get off the rails.
Yeah. Now I'm like.
No, that's cool. That's really, really cool. And I think we've done like about half an hour.
That's right?
So if you have, do you have anything like, where can we find you on Instagram or like if you have a website?
I wanted to ask you, have you ever been on Girls Who Slam? There's a Instagram post.
Profile
called Girls Who Slam. And they show the biggest slams of skaters and stuff like that. It's quite a rad little. Okay, anyway, follow Girls Who Slam. It's great.
So I was just wondering. I don't think she's been on it.
Not yet.
You don't have any slams like big enough. Yeah, you must have.
I've seen them.
It's hectic. That's the thing that I usually watch. As a non-skater,
he loves like seeing slams.
Yeah,
but you should follow Thrasher Hall of Meat then.
I do.
Okay, there you go.
No, I can't watch that.
Yeah, I have no problem because I don't have any flesh in the game, so it's okay for me.
Yeah, it's like you don't care.
It's just a person.
And he thinks about me like a younger brother, and he's like, "Oh, my younger brother."
No, when he does his videos and he puts on this, you know, there's usually like a slam section or whatever. That's the best. I get through that really
glad
quickly.
You like it. Someone does. Yeah. We like it too. Otherwise, we wouldn't put it in.
Yeah.
But thank you very much. It was like
thank
super
you,
cool.
Guys.
It was a real pleasure. Thank you very much for coming.
Let me see if I can get the outro now.
Go for it.
Like Arcade Studio Podcast, the Skate and Surf Film Festival, powered by Frisco Shop. And thank you, Tanya.
Thank
that was
you.
Awesome.
And remember
really
to subscribe
nice.
And like and comment on the video, please, everybody. Champion.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, Tanya.
Ciao, thank you.